Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski with the Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show, live with tonight's very special feature, the Wounded Heroes Fund. Here's a shout out to one of our soldiers out there defending our country. So we're going to be here tonight. They have some good lady, Katie Perry, Today's Dream. We'll be right back. Thanks, Katie. We appreciate you jumping in there. And a shout out to all our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines out there around the world on the Soldier's Family TV and radio talk show. I'm your host, as always, Steve Tomaszewski. And tonight we're featuring the WoundedHeroesFund.net. You know, people ask me all the time if they can come on the show and talk about their charities and what they're doing and all the great things they're accomplishing. And I say to them, sure, tell me a little bit about your company. They go, oh, well, we're just great. And, you know, I do a little bit of investigation, and I try to find out where the money goes. Well, I'm very proud to announce, after investigation and knowing these people for years, WoundedHeroesFund.net, that over 90%, I know it's higher than that, every single dollar that comes in goes right back to the veterans. And, you know, I'll read you this right off the website. When the Wounded Heroes Foundation was conceived 12 years ago, there was approximately 2,000 wounded men and women back in the United States from Iraq and Afghanistan. Today, there are more than 20,000 evacuated straight out of the field and separated from their unit. They lose the emotional support and sometimes even their physical possessions. The Wounded Heroes Fund provides immediate financial assistance for our heroes and families. And just say the next time you see someone in uniform, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guards, police and firemen, first responders. Just reach your hand out and say thanks. Kind of simple from that. You can take a look at our new website at sftbr.com. 24/7. Brought to you by 0 to 60 Media. And at zero-60media.com. Ray Schulseth, Kelly DeWall, Joey Leone. Some of the great work they've done on our website. A very special shout out to 0 to 60 Media. .com. Let's get back to the Wounded Heroes and what they do. You know, coming up shortly, they have an event coming up, and it's the Military Sports Camp. And so when we go to look under all of their events on their page, it's Wounded Heroes. Let me just expound on the monies again. I know that Tony Nashar, Johnny Bullock, several people, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Sullivan, not a one of them takes a dime, a nickel, a penny. They do this all on their own. There is no salaries here. That's it. Same thing as we see with our friends at RollingThunderIL1.com here in Warrenville, Illinois, the largest chapter outside of corporate Rolling Thunder. But the Wounded Heroes Ride was May 17th to May 21st. And each year, the Wounded Heroes Foundation organizes and sponsors a motorcycle ride from Chicago to many military bases, medical centers throughout the country. Performance on the 19th, and this was going to Salisbury, North Carolina. And riders and other supporters deliver care packages, friendship, and emotional support, recovering military personnel, while raising funds to support ongoing Michigan with Wounded Heroes Foundation. Performances by Rocky Lynn, his great wife Susan Levy, out of Minnesota, North, South Carolina. He's everywhere. Registration was only $50, and you can take a look at this event, many, many more coming up, based at Wounded Heroes Foundation, 150 North Riverside Plaza, Suite 3000, Chicago 60606, attention WHF 12. So you can always go to their Facebook page, on Facebook.com events and take a look at WoundedHeroesFund.com. Let's get back to the events, because the next event that's coming up on July 6th to Monday, and that's a Thursday, July 6th to Monday, July 10th, is with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago and the Wounded Heroes Fund Military Sports Camp. And right now, it's the 10th anniversary of the RIC, the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago, WHF Military Sports Camp is designed for injured military personnel with a primary physical disability. Introductory level athletes are invited to learn from elite level coaches and enjoying all that in Chicago has to offer. All individuals who have or are currently serving in U.S. Armed Forces and now have a primary physical disability are welcome to apply. And you know what? I've been down to Soldier Field and at all the events around the camp. The primary goal of RIC, WHF Military Sports Camp, is to provide an introductory level sport experience for veteran and active military personnel with a primary physical disability. And you know what? I know a lot of people say, especially veterans and those currently serving, I do not have a disability. And they go, it's just what happened. And, you know, you just look and say, you know, by God's green earth, we get up every day and, you know, we complain about going to work and fighting traffic. And some of these young men and women and even some older men and women back from Vietnam have borne the burdens of being hurt mentally and physically and never say a darn word about it. So this time you can do something about it. You can go to, for more information, www.ricsports.org/military, or as always, just go to woundedheroesfund.net. And I think the number is actually higher than 90%. I believe it's actually over 95 or 96% of all monies in these care packages. Again, these men and women at these VAs around the country and these military home retreats, I mean, Fisherhaus are great people. And again, no one really takes a dime, you know, to or from. And these are the things you really need to consider when someone is out on a corner asking you for money or in an email or something. You have to ask them straight out, what does your CEO or president make for a salary or an income? And I'm not saying if they're raising tens of millions of dollars that they shouldn't be paid some type of compensation. But many times, and I say it again, 501(c)s are just exploited. And you should know, I know the Vietnam Veterans of America, great cause. You know, go right down the list. The Salvation Army, great cause. People we endorse. The USO, great cause. And when you see the majorities of that money going right back to the men and women defending our country, then you got to say to yourself, then I don't mind giving them a dollar or two. But don't be afraid to ask. And I think that's my whole point here tonight with the WoundedHeroesFund.net and on the events that are coming up. So you have things that in the past, they've offered many different sport experiences. I was up at Wilmot where they had sled skiing. They had sled hockey. There's scuba from DJ Danny Scuba out there, wheelchair softball, biathlon, cycling, judo, kayaking, rock climbing, swimming, wheelchair basketball, golf, I mean, and much more. And you know what? If you know a young man or woman, or even maybe a couple of years older, you know, a man or woman like me, you know, I'm way up there, that, you know, say, well, let's go take a look at this. This might be something you might enjoy doing. Let's get out of the house and go do something. And it's all being brought to you by the kindness of the men and women like John Bolak, like Tony Nashar, like Tom Sullivan, and everybody at the WoundedHeroesFund.net who take their time out of their day every day just to make sure others can try to enjoy just a little bit about life that is out there. So we can't say enough, you know, and or about them. So let's go on to and say thanks again to our friends at 0-60 Media. And just recently, we had the privilege of being over at the Chicago Auto Show. And let me tell you something. We were set up with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation in booth number 25, and we were proud to broadcast from there. And we were given a very special honor this year from Mark Bilek, Tim McBride, Jennifer Moran, Sandy Potempa. We were offered to be on the main stage at the Chicago Auto Show. That's right where ABC Channel 7 was. I used to work with those folks over there. WLS 190 North State, WLS AM FM, WLUP WKQX, Nikki DeLaCosca, if I remember right, Jeff Smolak, several people over there. Just great people. And, you know, we can't thank enough to the Chicago Auto Show, which I think is even larger than the North American International Auto Show, what they call NACE in Detroit. The media center is bigger, and I will tell you, Chicago, Detroit has better food in their media center. But the long and short of it, the biggest show, I believe it expanded an extra 55,000 square feet this year. We are right next to the Mercedes-Benz test track. Shout out to all the Mercedes-Benz dealers out there, Fletcher Jones in Chicago, Auto Nation in Westmont, and Auto Art, Larry Chachko. We're next to the Autobahn Country Club, Mark Basso, Tom Begley, Kevin Rogers, Ron Dabish, Mike Gritter. Go right down the list out there. And then, you know, Ford was right on the other side. And I just happened to go to drivechicago.com. And, you know, we are totally funded by Talking Cars. It's another company that I own 100%. So we can do shows like this for soldiers and their families and sailors. And I get it all the time. People say to me, when I was recently up at the Great Lakes Naval Training Center, and a woman turned to me and asked me what sftvr.com was. And I said, well, it's the Soldiers Family TV and Radio, and we're broadcasting this. So in case mom or dad or grandpa or, you know, an aunt or an uncle wanted to watch a graduation here at Great Lakes and they couldn't see it. And a woman literally reached behind me and slapped me to the back of my head and said, SFTBR, that's the Sailors Family TV and Radio. So now we have more than, you know, one meaning for the acronym. And at my friends at the Chicago Police Marine Unit, meaning USMC, United States Marines who joined the Chicago Police Force, Chicago Firefighters, they call SFTVR Semper Fidelis TV and Radio. And then the Army got a hold of it and called it the Special Forces TV and Radio. SFTVR goes on and on and on and on. And for those of you who may or may not know, I do have three sons in the United States Air Force, two currently serving, one in the reserves. I have a daughter in college. Shout out to my daughter, Abigail Marie Caroline Christine. Love you very much. And getting back to Drive Chicago and the Chicago Auto Trade Association, Chicago Auto Dealers Association, it's really pretty simple. You go to drivechicago.com, and I just put in a Ford dealer within a zip code where I live, and the first one that came up was Bob Rohrman, Ford and Lincoln at 815 Gulf Road, Arlington Heights Ford. Tony Guido, we see him up there, 801 Bentley, Friendly Ford right there in Roselle. Joe Cotton Ford out there in Carroll Stream, Bremen Ford in Glenview, Gulf Mill Ford. He has a nephew who is a sheriff, a Cook County sheriff, who we met with the Brotherhood for the Fallen, an event. Recently this weekend, I was at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. John Gordon was there, Don Dolan was there. And we did a live broadcast of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation hockey team against Chicago Blackhawks alumni. Blackhawks kind of had a few extra goals over on them, but let's go down the list here. As we look at Wickstrom Ford, Roush Ford in Bensonville, Larry Roush, great friend, years ago actually helped me with my start. Larry's passed away, but great people down there at Roush Ford. Wickstrom Ford, Lincoln in Barrington, Ron Hopkins Ford in Elgin. Look at this list. Goes on and on. Coochie Ford in East Dundee, Haggerty Ford, El Pamonte Ford, Zimmerman Ford, Highland Park. So you can go to any one of these. Napleton Ford, Packy Webb Ford. Look at this. McCarthy Ford, Ford Lincoln, 2501 North Elston. Freeman Ford Truck Sales in Lyons, Illinois. So if you get a chance, Willowbrook Ford Kia. Tom Peck out there in Huntley, right by our friends at General RV. And say, well, you know, and get a chance. Well, if you want to, go and take a look at TalkingCarsCARZ.com. And then you can actually do and watch a live show, and then it's archived like Netflix for cars. You can actually meet the dealer or the GM. You know, a lot of time dealers have multiple dealerships. They can't be at the same dealership every day, but their general managers are probably there 40, 50, 60, 80 hours a week. I mean, I worked there back in the day when we were open on Sundays. And in Michigan, if you don't know, auto dealerships are closed on Saturday and Sunday. They go, what do they do then? Well, they make time during the week, don't they? So our friends out there, Vinny Novacek, at Grand Rapids, Maserati, Fiat, and Alfa Romeo. Always a shout out to him. Aaron Ziegler, Harold Ziegler, the founder, now over, I believe, 59 locations. Then here in the Midwest, we get back to people again, like John Weinberger at the Continental Group. We lost Herman and his wife last year. A prayer goes out to them. Joel and Jay, Karen, still there, working every day. Acura, Toyota, Honda, you name it, they're there. God bless them, everything that they're doing out there. We got Ron Padar up in Evanston Subaru. We have Arlington Nissan. We have the world's largest, or the North America's largest and landmass Lexus dealer at Bob Roarman Lexus right there at 53 and Dundee Road. BMW, we got Joe Perillo. Go out there to Bill Jacobs, BMW in Naperville, Scaples in Indiana, Acura. I mean, go right down the list. Poly Acura, Mazda, Cadillac, Patrick Cadillac, Kia Motors, now McGrath Kia on Dundee Road in Palatine. Our friends out at Team Stradale. If you want to look for something different to do, look into AutobahnCC.com. It's actually a private country club, but they do have open days. You can come out and look at the track. There is a membership fee, but also go to Team Stradale, STRADALE.com, Team Stradale, and take a look at their car, the Radical. Now, we follow that Radical around the United States. So take a look at what I feel one of the best values in auto racing. In fact, we're just back from Sebring, and you're probably saying to yourself, Steve, what has that got to do with the Wounded Heroes Fund and what they do for our veterans? Let me tell you something. These sponsors, we don't break for commercials. They pay us to come out and do live shows at their dealerships or their events. People like Road America, Michigan International Speedway, M1 Concourse. And so we can do a show like this here tonight. Let's get on to our next events and just say again, thanks to all of our friends at the WoundedHeroesFund.net. And coming up on July 6th to Monday, July 7th, with the Rehabilitation Institute Chicago and the Wounded Heroes Foundation, WoundedHeroesFund.net. The Military Sports Camp. It's a four-day event, Thursday through Monday, probably five. I can't count. And this is something that you should be aware of and go and take a look. So if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday and Sunday, and if you have served in the military, your sons or daughters or grandma or grandpa, hey, why don't you take a ride and come down to this great, 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 great event. Some of the other things going out there, and again, shout back out to drivechicago.com. Go to their landing page for car shows and cruise nights you can look at. They have a lot of fun out there. They're just getting started this year. One of the better shows is coming up on April 2nd, Sunday, April 2nd at 215 East Main Street at Don McHugh Chevrolet, the 40th Auto Parts Swap Meet, hosted by Waukegan North Shore Chapter of Illinois, Region AACA Car Parts for all makes and models. Donations $5 at the door. And then Sunday, April 23rd, 200 West Grand, just west of York Road, the 34th annual swap meet hosted by the Northeastern Region, Walter P. Chrysler, NARWP Club, Larry Rice Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It goes on June 3rd in Glen Ellen, right there, Vintage Auto Fest, open all antique cars, June 18th. So go to the car shows and cruise nights at drivechicago.com. Looking for a new car? DriveChicago.com, look for a dealer. Real simple to get to. It says find a dealer. Find the vehicle that you want on Drive Chicago. You know, our friends, every month I try to get out and see our friends, and it's this at this website, www.RollingThunderIL1.com. Let me tell you a little bit about the folks at Rolling Thunder. They are the men and women, both veterans and non-veterans, who come from all races, economic strata, ages, who would not normally come together, but have come together to accomplish one mission. We are not a motorcycle club, but many of us use motorcycles to bring awareness to our mission. The mission or major function of Rolling Thunder is to publicize the POW/MIA issue, to educate the public that many American prisoners of war were left behind after all previous wars, and to help correct the past and protect the future veterans from being left behind should they become prisoners of war, missing in action. We are also committed to helping American veterans from all wars. And you know what? It is a privilege for me to say I do belong to the Rolling Thunders, Illinois Chapter 1. And membership is only $30 a year. Jim Murray, is currently the president of the chapter. Please visit with them the first Wednesday of every month at VFW Post 8081 in Warrenville, Illinois. Real easy to get to. And, you know, they also help veterans through chapters, the Veterans Assistance Program, Illinois Assists Veterans Homes. I know last year they had donated a bathtub to a veterans retirement home. And again, not one person in Rolling Thunder Chapter 1 Illinois takes any type of remuneration, salary, anything. Each and every dollar goes right back into helping the veterans. And they go, well, Steve, you know, they have that gun bash coming up on May 6th. And, you know, there's a big gun problem out there. Well, tell you what, folks, if the gun thing is not one of your things to do, then don't come out. But if you're interested, if you have an FOID card or not, they're going to be giving away 8 guns an hour. And at 1:31 at the Fox River Harley-Davidson, Ozzy Giulio, I believe he's still a Navy commander out there, and he has a couple of Harley-Davidson franchises. And it's also Fox River Valley's birthday bash, vendors fun, food, beverages, sides, raffles, all afternoons. 32 guns will be given away in 3 hours. And here's what they did with the accomplishments funded during 2016. Donated $3,500 to the Nicholas Larson Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans in Wheaton. Donated $2,000 to Task Force Omega. Task Force Omega keeps the POW MIA mission in the eyes and ears of Washington, D.C. politicians. Donated $1,500 to the Manteno State Veterans Home in Manteno, provided $17,000 and installed 2 mega commercial washing machines for LaSalle Veterans Home in LaSalle, Illinois. Let me tell you something, folks. Even if you don't support or think anybody should have a gun or not, you can still make a donation. And the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. Now, a lot of you say, well, should there be, you know, a multifaceted guns that hold multi-clips and multi-rounds. You know what? This is still America, and everybody has the right to or not to own a gun. So protect your right one way or the other. But to make a long story short, guns will be delivered to the Federal Firearms Licensee Retail Store, Gander Mountain, 2100 South Randall Road, and the winner is responsible for sales tax and a background check fee. That's right. They're going to do a screen the backgrounds again. So it doesn't matter what it is. So come on out to Rolling Thunder May 6th, 2017. See who's out there and see what you can do for them. Hey, we're going to take a shoot over now. And let's take a look if we can see who is out there today. We're going to go over to Facebook. And if you get a chance, you're on Facebook right now, facebook.com. Real easy to get to. And as we log into Facebook, founded by Mark Zuckerberg, we want to go to the Illinois Warrior Summit. Of course, I can't spell, but that's okay. So we're going to just, and if you don't spell it right, like me, you have to separate everything, each word. And let's just go into Google right now. I have a friend at the Illinois Warrior Summit, and his name is James Flagg. So I don't want to not do a shout out to him, because the work they do, if you will, and it's warriorsummit.org, a home and about. Let me just read this to you and their mission. Warrior Summit Coalition is the source for all programs supporting veterans and active military across the nation, where collaboration happens through community programs, initiatives, and events. How about WSC over the years? In 2008, the UIC Veteran Task Force centralized University of Illinois at Chicago services and resources for veterans and independence. 2009, UIC Veterans Task Force adopted the Illinois State Legislation for Veterans Higher Education Services Bill. 2009, March for mandatory veteran services at public colleges and universities. 2010, inaugural Welcome Home Warrior Summit April 24th for over 4,000 military veterans and dependents and veteran support organizations. 100. I was there. I was at Soldier Fields. Leadership team received the Presidential Award Volunteer in Excellence 2011. Collaborates with the U.S. Paralympic World Sports Chicago. 2011 hosts Illinois Warrior Summit. 2012 collaborates with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, State of Illinois, City of Chicago. 2012 partners with two management and state St. Louis Rams to take 500 veterans to each Ram home game during the 2012 season. WSC hosts the sixth annual 2013 Welcome Home Warrior Summer. I was at that one too, and 14. WSC hosts the second annual St. Louis Welcome Home Warrior Summit, July 2015. Walmart donates $25,000 to Warrior Summit Coalition and the second annual St. Louis Welcome Home Warrior Summit. 2015 hosts the seventh annual Chicago Home Welcome Home. And there's a reading down here at the bottom of the page from the public relations director, Jason Memon. The reason why I do what I do with all the guys, with all of you guys, is because I am passionate about veteran needs and services. I want to see that 22 a day disappear of those who take their lives. What are doing at WSC, I believe, will accomplish that along with our partners. I am a veteran, and it will always be a part of my life, no matter what. Jason Memon, Public Relations Director. And you know what, folks? We always say it can't happen to me. It can't happen to my friends, my neighbors, next door. These are some of the people that are on the team. James Flagg, Keyston Franklin, Anthony Keeper, Tony at Warrior Summit. Hi, Tony. Jessica Rose Wallace, Rodolfo Seja, Jason Memon. You know, all the great people that are out there. On the board, we should mention Warren Davis, David Rambahan, Howard Johnson's Command Sergeant Major. I can see that CSM. Marcina Gunther, just some of the friends out there, sponsors and partners that are out there. Walmart, Road Home Programs, University of Illinois, the City of Chicago, the State of Illinois, Jesse Brown VA Center, and the Chicago Park District. No less, the Chicago Police and Fire Department, all there in Summit. If you want to get in contact with them, it's real easy. You can go to their contact page and go on their contact form, Facebook, Twitter, or Google Plus, volunteer with WSC for Warrior Summit. And as really as you click on it, you put in your name, as I'm doing right now, S-T-E-V-E, there's Stephen, and email address. We're going to give the new one that just came up for all of you listening. It's steve@talkingcars.com. See what we can do for you. And subject, volunteer. That's, look, I'm doing it as I'm talking to you right now. For Warrior Summit and broadcast and message, call me. There you go. 1-630-749-8414. Thanks, James. There you go. And it's, that's how quickly you can do that. You can take one day out of your year, everybody goes, oh, I'm going to go spend 2 weeks. And I don't understand any of that. You know, the people out there who need your help, you try to help locally. And, you know, it's okay that you want to volunteer in some third world country so you get a vacation out of it and make yourself feel better. But I tell you what, I believe that our president is doing the right thing. And by that, I mean, we gave Barack Obama, they said when President Obama came into power, 8-9 years ago, it would never happen. There would be a terrible things happening. And, you know, he went in and he did a great job. Let's give the new president a chance. And there's a lot of things that are going to be cut in and or the future. And it's time. And you're going to see those programs which were being funded. And I mean those people taking abuse of the 501(c) and charities for no reason. Tell you what, if you want to do this, you do this out of the goodness of your heart. So instead of spending $2,000 and flying halfway around the world so you can visit a hut somewhere, why don't you just come down to Chicago, okay, in July 9th through the 14th and see some local veterans from the Midwest, from across the country. How simple is that? Cost you maybe $20 in gas, let's say, and you get to help a veteran. So out of everything else going on out there that day, it just doesn't get any better than that. So I just want to say a very special thanks to the WoundedHeroesFund.net. Very happy for everything that they do out there. Tony Nashard, Tom Sullivan, John Bolak, even my friend Skip Herman, God bless you, everything that they do out there. We need more men and women like this out there every day. Our friends at the Chicago Auto Trade Association, the Chicago Auto Dealers Association, Oak Proteric, Mark Bilek, Sandy Potempa, Tim McBride, Jennifer Moran, who do great things with all the monies they raise for charities, Dave Sloan, Mike McGrath, God bless them all. Can't do anything without them. So thanks for joining us tonight on the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Tomaszewski. Remember what we always say. If you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. And as always, I say, good night, Jax.
Where have all the young men gone? The battle lines have now been drawn. Freedom fighters have been born again, they say. His mother sitting by the phone, a single wife feeling all alone. His sister sends him cards each and every day. He walks the miles tall and strong. No force will bring them down, but Mother Faith has to have her way. Time stands still as they're marching on, wishing that they could wave the wand and make the tour back home again one day. And they hear the siren in the distance, rifles firing. Wonder if the day will be their day. Walking through the devil's garden, hoping they won't be forgotten. Standing tall and fight for us each day. Bring our heroes home, let's pray. Bring our heroes home, let's pray. Days and his work is done. Desert sands and the scorching sun. He counts the time, but each day is a longer day. Every call, the heart beats like a drum, beating hard to the victim's song. Hoping his voice will be on the phone. Trumpets blowing, another soldier gets a tribute owing. Reminds him that he isn't just quite safe. Sits and prays that God will spare him. Friends and family really need to share him. Little boy needs a dad each and every day. Bring our heroes home, let's pray.
thanks for listening to the Soldiers Family TV and Radio Talk Show. All views expressed by myself or anyone else are those are their own opinions and not endorsed by me or anyone else. So say what you will. It's my show. And as always, good night, Abby.